The musician James Taylor warmed up the crowd Sunday night at the Manchester Radisson Hotel. One ballroom and two overflow rooms full of Clinton supporters taking one last moment to bask in their candidate.
This is so important. It's so historic. So proud to be here with you tonight, fellow Democrats, even a few Republicans who just see that they can't go that way, can't do that there, not this time.
A message of unity and inclusiveness was the big message of the night.
I want to be the president for all Americans, those who vote for me and those who do not vote for me, because we have to heal this country, and that's going to take everyone.
Clinton came on stage with Khazir Khan, whose son was killed in Iraq and who led a call and response with the crowd.
So today I have a few questions for Donald Trump. Donald Trump, would my son, Captain Humayun Khan, have a place in your America? Would Muslims have a place in your America? Would Latinos have a place in your America? Would anyone who isn't like you have a place in your America, Donald Trump? Well, thankfully, Mr. Trump, this isn't your America.
A few people held up constitutions while Mr. Khan spoke, calling back to his speech at the Democratic National Convention. Others held up printed copies of Clinton's agenda as she took one more trip through those promises. Affordable pre-K, bringing technical ed back to high schools, paid family leave, equal pay for women, supporting small businesses, debt-free college. And she told the crowd she expects New Hampshire to hold her accountable to those promises if they elect her.
We've got to get everyone to believe that this election is about you. It is about you, your dreams, your aspirations, your hopes, your family, your community. I have never felt more strongly about what we can do together.
Clinton pledged to bring healing and reconciliation to the state and to the country and said she hopes to get going on that as soon as November 9th. Natasha Haverty, NHPR.